Welcome to our January 2019 Link to Leads Mastermind. Most of the people that are here this morning are newer on the spectrum, and we have some people who are assisting the clients that are actually working. So I'm going to go through some of the basics this morning. The first thing I want to talk about is our resource site to make sure everyone understands how it works and the value of using what's in there. Then I'm going to go through some case studies of actual work inside LinkedIn that I and other clients have been doing with LinkedIn. And then we'll have time for some Q&A and some other case studies and so on. I encourage everybody to jump in with a question or a comment at any time. While I'm talking, I know I have an ever-present voice, but I encourage you to break in on me if you've got a question or a comment as I am speaking. Let's begin right now with asking if I know everybody's kind of new, so there's probably going to be silence, but let me just ask if anybody has a question about what's going on, what you're doing in your campaign, or how to work with a particular prospect in there, or any testimonials from what's been happening. Let's see if anybody has a response. As I thought, we're a little new. So people are coming in. I see Todd Feldman there in his conference room. I think you are together with the new marketing director. Good to see you both. And who's here? 9706 telephone. Oh, that's Todd too. Okay, I understand. Okay, so let's move along here. There wasn't a lot of questions and comments as to be expected. So first of all, this is our resource site. This is the mysalesqb.com and then Link to Leads login. You all have received the login details for this site. If you haven't received them, please let me know. What's on the first page called resources is a couple of posts I have up on LinkedIn, but if you haven't read them, it's important to understand the concepts in there. The first is our concepts on how to develop the profile, and then the 8 principles. They're short reads, and if I do say so myself, they're fairly valuable stuff to understand if you're starting to work inside LinkedIn. And then here's the video. If you haven't watched the 11-minute video, it talks about the strategic beat method that we use to reach everybody's strategy, build connections, engage the connections, educate the connections, and promote. And then we have the tip sheet in there and the script for the networking call. And finally, we have a PDF of a very good book called Connect by Josh Turner. He's one of the foremost LinkedIn gurus and someone that we have learned from. And I do, I recommend that you at least turn the pages on this book. It's well worth your time. Alternatively, you can purchase the paper book or the audio book on Amazon. And for busy folks like me, you may prefer to listen to a book than not. But Josh has pioneered this kind of a slow burn, build relationships strategy on LinkedIn, as opposed to the slam dunk, here I am, don't you want to buy what I have strategy that many people have used. And then the other page is the recordings. And this is the recordings by month of these very calls that we are engaged in right now. So you'll find them here for every month since last May. So that's the resource site. Real quick, does anybody have a question about this site before we continue? Okay, good. Kind of got a silent crew here today, and that's all fine. What I want to do now is get into some specific case studies, and I'm going to bring up some graphics. What I have done is captured some screenshots of some of our different clients working with people. This is, you should recognize this is the messaging app inside LinkedIn. So this is someone who responded to the client's PS and said, why don't we get going and talk? And this guy says, hi, next week I'll be in Europe, different time zones. Will we have a chance to talk at morning? So our member said, mornings are usually consumed with meetings. Why don't we catch up the week of January 28th? Perfect. Could you set a morning time in the call a week of the 28th? Then he says, I'll send you a calendar invite. And finally, he says, perfect, thank you. So my question to all of you is, what would you do here in this situation? What's the next step? I'm asking you guys, what's the next step? The prospect said, perfect, thanks. What would you do next? I think you're all on mute, perhaps. Anybody trying to say anything? I'm putting you guys on the spot.
Wouldn't you add them to your CRM?
Good. Who is that?
Bethany.
Thank you, Bethany.
You're welcome.
Yes. Bingo. You've got to add this person to your CRM. Now, why do you need to do that, Bethany? Maybe you can come back. Why do you need to add them to your CRM?
Because they're a potential lead and you'll need to set a follow-up.
Okay, so what sort of follow-up would you set?
Well, this person's not going to be available till the end of the month or the beginning of the next month, so then you would set a time to just check back in with him in that time frame.
Okay, so the client said, I'll send you a calendar invite for Monday, January 28th. Now, I'm assuming that he did. And the prospect said, perfect, thanks. But I'm still with you. I would add this person to the CRM because until they respond to the calendar invite, we're not set.
Correct.
And I'll give you an example of that in my own life right here. So I've got a fellow, let's see if it's this one. Yeah. So this fellow, I sent him out a calendar request. I call him a get to know chat. I sent it to him, but he has not confirmed it, right? So he needs to be in my CRM because if he doesn't confirm it by tomorrow, which is Friday, I'm going to send him a little reminder to confirm. Because you can get, you know, people are busy. It doesn't mean they don't want to talk. It just means we really have to be on top of this kind of thing, or we're losing actually potential money when we do that. So that's important. When someone responds to you and they are a live contact like this who is interested, we need to get them into the CRM. Okay, then the next one is this one. So this person responded to our client and said, thanks for reaching out. Would it be possible to connect after the new year for a brief chat to learn more? Happy holidays. And our client said, I carve out 3 to 4 p.m. most days to take calls. Let me know if you want to talk the week of January 21st. gave his number. The person responded, "Hi, are you free to chat this Thursday at 3 p.m.?" And our client said, "I'm free Thursday, January to 3 p.m. My number is blank. If there's anything specific you would let, just message me here." Now, again, I have a question for you all. This is how it was left. What would you do here? Basically, I'm telling the client to call me. What would you do here? Does anybody have thoughts? Don't worry about, making somebody feel like they're being criticized. No worries there. Actually, that person's not on the call. No thoughts on this? Got a quiet bunch today.
Hey, Henry, it's Mario. Can you
hear me? I'm Mario.
Oh, hey. I just had a question or a comment about this whole thing. So, my orientation is once I have that conversation, we know we want to talk to each other, I'm off of LinkedIn really quickly. I just get the contact information and I have something to send them. I want their email, their phone, right? So that's just sort of, I just want to know if you could address that. Like, I just really don't like the whole LinkedIn platform for anything beyond capturing the interest to talk to me. Do you suggest you stay on LinkedIn for all of this stuff or the way that I used to do it?
Okay, good question, thanks. This is a mastermind. So anybody else have a thought for Marielle before I respond?
You hear us? Hang that up.
Hang that up.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can.
Henry?
Yes, we can. Hi, Todd.
Yay.
Fantastic. So I think I've been taught that it's at this point, Marielle, that you want to suggest to move to email for efficiency and kind of managing the relationship. And at that point you would go and schedule the meetings.
Yeah, that's what Marielle's saying. She likes to go to email. So how do you go to email, Marielle?
So let's say they agree, do you have time to talk or is this a business or whatever? So then we figure out when, and I say, what's the best, this is my number, or send me your best phone and I'll call you. By the way, I have some popular articles or whatever, white paper, it depends on who they are, that you might find of interest. I can send that along with the, calendar invite, pretty much, and then I'm off, and then I would never go back to LinkedIn again with this guy.
Right.
Is that what you're saying to do?
Yeah. I think we're all agreeing with you. We would want to go to email. But that even if this was on email, that's a very important piece. In fact, not only would I put them in email, but I'd put them in my CRM immediately, as Bethany has mentioned. And I would remind myself. But I'm still back to this question here. Would you want to leave this person calling you?
No.
Why not?
Because you lose control.
How do you mean lose control?
Well, I mean, it's important for me, obviously, to make this phone call to possibly generate new business. So I know that it's going to get done. Whereas the other person, they don't know us and they're busy and it might fall off their radar.
Exactly. You never know the reason, but you can't count on people to call you. So you have to get them in your CRM and you have to set it up, whether it's here or by email, that you're going to call them and you want to get their I always ask for your best direct phone, quote unquote, because their office phone, they may not be there. We don't know. Best direct phone is a veiled, a veiled terminology, of course, for cell phone. I want their cell phone that's going to ring on their hip, so to speak, in their car, wherever they might be. And I also ask for their best email, as Mario has mentioned. And often to set appointments, I will go right off of here and I'll ask for their email so I can send a calendar invite. And we'll be talking about that in a minute. But good. This is good. I don't know if anybody has anything more to say about this example. Otherwise, I'll move on.
I just have a quick comment. So what I found is the most important part, well, one of the important pieces of that is in my business, probably 90% of the time, they prefer to use a personal email, even though they provide a contact email in the LinkedIn profile, and most right. people just go with that. So that's really where that came from for me, because people just don't, they just want personal, you know, it's not a business service that I deal with. So that becomes an essential, you know, essential part of it all.
No, that's a very good point. Let's see, I want to bring up someone's profile here real quick. Thank you for that, Marielle. And here's kind of what she's, in case some of you are new, when you're on someone's profile, if you go to see contact info and hover over it and left click, it brings up a little window with their info. Now this fellow, no email. So many times they have an email, but this fellow does not. And he has a phone, but it says work. So I can't get what I want off of here. I have to ask him, as Marielle just mentioned. I've got to ask him, what's your best phone and which email would you prefer for us to work with? Now, if you know, you may say, well, I don't know if they're going to get back to me or whatever. Well, you know, we just have to accept that someone has an interest. So the basic point here is we've talked about so far is get people into a CRM. The minute you say you're going to do something like send them a calendar invite or send them an email or they're going to confirm something, you've got to remind yourself in your CRM to get back to them, because you can't be sure they're going to. And the other is get onto email as soon as possible and get their phone as soon as possible, their best phone, shall we say. Okay, and the next one, this is an interesting example here. It's related to the last one. So they set an appointment for a phone call, and our client is there, wait, it was supposed to be at 9 o'clock. And so he goes into LinkedIn. He says, ready for the call, have a tight time schedule today. And then finally at 9:40, this guy's saying, okay, let me connect. And then our client says, I only have 15 minutes. Don't have your number, mine is so on and so forth. And this person says, I thought of connecting through GoToMeeting. The whole thing fell apart. And then our client tries to say a couple of days later, I have a little time next week to take calls. If you have a time on Monday, how about this? And the client's response to me was that they were stood up by the prospect. And I want to know what any of you think. Would you have done it differently? Do you think you could have saved this one? And saving it, it might be including how it started in the first place.
So let me say this one quick thing. I think it's pretentious to tell a potential client that I have office hours such and so. And I think it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with my convenience, right? So that is such a put off to me to hear someone say, you know, my office hours are Monday, Wednesday. Like, who gives it? Who cares, right? Who cares what I'm up to? I'm trying to sell you, or I'm trying to connect with you, or what have you. So just the whole thing is like, it starts out to me about me, right? Not about him. So, you know, it just doesn't feel right to me.
Okay. Anyone else? Some of you who are going to be assisting the client and working in their LinkedIn, I think these are important issues for you because you may be speaking for them in some of these situations. Would you start this differently, perhaps? Mariel says, don't talk about, I don't think he's really talking about office hours. Well, I'll give an opinion here. I would start out with, what times do you have that would work best for you? And then, so now it's about them. And most of the time they're going to come back and say, oh, I have some time Friday or next Tuesday. And I usually try to find some way to connect with somebody based on their time schedule. But there's still a problem here. This person stood up. What happened?
He was late.
What's that?
They were late. The call didn't happen.
Okay, close. Okay, I'm going to say you never want to set them up where the person's going to call you. Never, ever. You want to have their phone number and you want to call them. He says, I don't have your number. Well, he should have had your number. And those of you that are assisting, you always want to get their best phone number. You want to set up the appointment that you are going to call them at such and such a time. And then you set out a calendar invite. And the calendar invite says, here it is, and I'm going to call you on such and such a line. Let me find another one here. And I've got their phone number, and the whole thing is there. I've asked him to send his direct phone because I don't have it yet in that case. And so on and so forth. Let's see here. I've got his. He wants to do it on Zoom, so we're doing that. But one way or another, you're going to be able to get out to them, not have them get out to you. That's the basic point there. Don't set up meetings for them to call you.
I have a quick question. This is Becky.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm going to be responding on behalf of Pat and have started to do so. And I was taught, to offer up some time suggestions and then to close by saying, you know, certainly if there's a time that's more convenient for you, I can be flexible to your schedule. Do you think that's like to try and like pinpoint versus going back and forth? Could you give me some feedback on that?
Okay. Well, we actually had Mariel saying, I think you were saying, Mariel, you don't like to say, I have such and such times available.
Right. I just like to, I like to show respect for their time versus my time, but I want to also appear that I am super busy because, as you know, like, there's no time on my calendar, right? So the way I get that across is it's just one sentence, and I simply say, kindly send a few times you're available for X, for 20 minutes in the next few days or whatever we decided upon, right? Next week, whatever. So I just say, kindly send a few times that are available. I'll respond with a calendar invite. And I always get back two or three options, which is saying, I'm really not, open all the time, but I do respect that you could pick, right? So you send me two or three times, and then I'll send you an invite. And it usually works that way pretty well.
Okay, Becky, I would tend, you asked my opinion. I would tend to agree with Mario. I like the idea of focusing upon them. However, people do it both ways. You want to work the way your boss is most comfortable with. I'm not going to say that the way you've been trained to do it is wrong or shouldn't be done. It's really up to the way he feels. You might discuss it with him based on this little input here.
Pat didn't give me that specific feedback just in, other sales training that I've been to.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else on this one? Todd, you're sitting there. We got Mark. We have Bethany. Anybody else on? Do you like to send out times you're available, or do you like to ask them when they're available?
I always ask when they're available. Make it more convenient. I mean, we just sort of started the program, so we're not quite there yet. But that would be my play, is to try to make sure it's convenient for them.
Okay.
The odds in favor of them actually being on the phone.
Okay.
And I usually follow that same type of approach as well.
That's Bethany, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so Becky, it seems like the majority here are saying, offer them several times that you're available and let them respond. There's all kinds of views on that, but good. I think we are clear on that one. Okay, I want to bring up another one now. This is me. And this is an interesting one. So this person, I connected, they sent me a connection invite, and I decided that I would take their connection because they're in my target. Then they sent me back something. They're doing what we're doing. So he's asking me, do I want to set up time to talk? So I responded, sure. I think you're using some sort of LinkedIn messaging service. I run one as well, smiley. I'm interested, who do you work with? So I'm going to throw it back at him. But my question to you is, when you get people on LinkedIn that are soliciting you, what are you going to do? But what are you going to do with that?
Deny.
Okay.
I'm not really accepting connection requests for people that seem to want to sell to me.
Okay. Anybody else on that one? Generally, we're saying you don't want to take those, but see if I can get this guy up. Jay Silman. This guy solicited me, but I decided to accept him because he is in my target. So even though he's soliciting me, he's going to get my contact info and so on and so forth. He's going to get my string. The reason I accepted his connection was because he's in my target. And yes, he's soliciting me, but I'm going to try. And, you know, if it doesn't work, if he does, this just happened this morning. If he doesn't respond or he says, no, thanks, I'll disconnect with him. But since he's in my target, this took me all of 15 or 20 seconds to click on his email in my inbox, go up on LinkedIn, peck out this quick response, and so on. And so that's my thoughts there. I don't know if anybody has an additional comment on this, on connecting with people that are in your target that send you a connection request. What do you do? Okay, no problem. We will move on. And I have another one here that's me. And this is an example of why we need the CRM. So this fellow said, this was after my PS, which says, hey, I do this. Maybe we'd want to connect. And I responded, he said, tell me more. So I told him a little more. I told him about my LinkedIn posts. And then I'm going to go to his profile. So I went to his profile, and I noted that he teaches leadership. And I always want to connect with people. Again, this may seem like it takes a long time, but it really doesn't. This whole thing probably took me a minute or two. And I clicked on his profile. I quickly scanned through it. I see that he's a leadership coach for small businesses. So I went ahead and put a little comment in there because I want to build a relationship and engage. He's just saying, I'm interested. Tell me more. He didn't tell me he's ready for a call yet. I finished with hoping to discuss more. Now, that was on January 12th, but a number of days later, I didn't hear back. So I had him in my CRM, as Bethany and I discussed. So it reminded me that I hadn't. So I said, I haven't heard back. I thought I'd check in. Now, that's important. I'm going to go to my CRM here. This is the fellow. And my CRM's kind of bare bones, but it's a simple thing. I've got a task up here, and it has reminders in there. And it reminded me that I need to be back in touch with him. It reminded me by sending me an email and a beeper on my phone. So now I go back to him, and I tell him, haven't heard back, just thought I'd check in. Shall we schedule a short time to chat by phone? He responded, okay, thanks for checking in. See, people don't mind professional follow-up. They don't. So he says, thanks. At this point, I'm looking for someone to do this for me rather than actually taking on the task of lead generation. So that's interesting. That's for me, that's what I do. I mean, I do it for him. I said, okay, well, perhaps we should talk. I actually have a done for service. Are you available tomorrow or next Monday? I did go ahead and throw out a time there because I've been going back and forth with him a bunch. So that was yesterday. I haven't heard back from him yet. I expect I will, but I am in my CRM here, and I have it programmed that I'm, you know, I'm going to be reminded again about this fellow, Nick. So any comments on this one from anybody? Is it understood what's going on here? I know some people have their hand raised. Let me see what I can do with that. Stuff in the chat.
Oh, that's probably me.
Okay, Mark wants to be unmuted. Okay. Mark, you are unmuted.
Yeah, I was having a problem before, so I finally figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say before, though, just FYI, just throwing back a little bit to the suggesting times for when to get together with someone.
Yeah.
I do a hybrid. So I basically, you know, I don't give them a day or a time, but I tell them, I give them a link to my calendar so they can find a time that matches the time available in their calendar that's best for both of us. And that's kind of how to phrase it.
Okay. Good.
That works really well. It actually works really well.
You say it works well for you?
I think it was better than any other way than playing email tag, yes.
Okay. Anybody else, what about giving them a link to like your time trade or Acuity appointment setting system and letting them choose a time? Any responses there?
That's what I do.
Yeah. Anybody else do that or like the idea? Okay. I'm happy to hear it's working for you, Mark. Let me ask you this. What percentage do you have of people that you give them the link and then they don't set an appointment?
I would say it's under 5%.
Wow. Very good. I found it to be around 20 or 25. That must be because you're nicer looking than I am.
I don't know if that's the case, Henry.
I don't know anybody else's experience. I hear what Mark is saying. I commend everybody to consider that. Personally, for me, I have found it's better to go back and forth a time or two on LinkedIn and or email. As Marielle said, it's a good idea maybe to be involved with email as soon as possible. But you can't give them a link to schedule with you. Mike, if that's the case, I would say you absolutely must go to your CRM. If I send you a link, hey, why don't you go to my time trade and set the most convenient time for you? If I do that today, I must put you in my CRM to remind me maybe 2 days from now to make sure if you didn't set it, I need to go back to you by email or LinkedIn and say, hey, I saw that you didn't set the time. Maybe this is easier. What times do you have available? But one way or another, you got to stay on this. Now, many of you may think this is too much work for me. Well, that's possible, in which case you may want to hire an assistant to help you. We have a couple on the phone on the meeting here today. Let me know if you want to do that. I will tell you this. If you invest your time or a little bit of extra money in an assistant to be as diligent as we're talking about today, it will make you more money. The investment of time or additional funds in an assistant will pay off. There will be a huge ROI on making sure that you get these appointments set properly. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. Any more comments here in this area? Okay, good. And I'm going to go to one here that I just dealt with this morning. So this fellow here, I sent him my standard messaging. I have a PS message like we have for all of you. And he came back and says, great to connect. Yes, would appreciate the opportunity to chat. I'm available Friday early afternoon or Monday afternoon. Let me know. I went and looked at his profile because, again, I recommend always you do that. So if you go up here and you left click on this, it will take you away from the messaging. But if you right click, you can open it in a new tab, and then you'll stay there. And so I don't want either of these. So if I do that, I can go up and look at his profile and what I saw, and I highly recommend that because I want to understand something about him. So I saw that he's definitely in my target, and he's a speaker, and then I go down and he's involved with selling, and he does some fractional sales manager stuff. So I put in here, by the way, I've done fractional sales manager work and sales consulting, and I found that a lot of their problem is a consistency of leads. So I'm trying to make a connection and recognize that I know who he is. I'm not just, you know, slap dashing out here on LinkedIn. I'm building the relationship. And finally, we got through all of this. He came back. Sure, Monday works. I'll send the calendar invite. He sent me, he's in Canada actually, so he's offered me his conference line, and I am sending this back to him, which I'm going to do right now, and so on. So I just wanted to mention that in terms of working to connect with people. Some of you are new here. I wanted to point this out. If you go up here in this messaging app and you look right here, there's this little icon. And that's wires going back and forth, I think. If you left click on that, brings up a little menu, and you can bring up all of the unreads, and that's important. So if you're doing your own work, or for those of you that are assisting, it won't show them all at once, but I don't have very many because I'm in here all the time, but it will link them all together and show you the ones that are unread. And that's important there. So let me move on. And finally, let's see. So here's an interesting one that just came in for me this morning. This is the last case history here. I got my PS, and this person responded. This is the welcome message with the PS. He said, thanks, I'm always looking for ways to feed the machine with new and qualified leads. He didn't say he wanted to talk, so I wanna workshop this a bit. What would you do here? Help me out.
I would still add him to the CRM.
Okay, and what else?
I'd check him out first, go to his website.
Okay, well, let's do that.
His website was right down there in the mail message.
His actual website, right.
Yep.
So I looked at his profile. That's good. And he's a marketing guy. I'm a marketing guy, but...
So I might look at the website and then I might say, well, tell me a little bit about who a qualified lead is for you, or what's your target?
Okay.
Try and get the conversation going a bit.
Right. Okay. So this is good. He's a branding guy and he's merchandising. That's retail and so on. Is he competing with me in any way regarding marketing?
Doesn't appear to be.
Yeah. And he says he always wants new and qualified leads. So I'm actually going to go back. He's giving me his email, so I'm probably going to go right away back to email. I'll probably email him, and I'll say, thanks for responding to me on LinkedIn. And, you know, I would connect the fact that I know his website, took a look at his website, and I'll say, hey, Randy, I'd really like to jump on the phone with you for a brief chat just to find out what do you mean by new and qualified lead? How does that work for you? Someone mentioned doing here, but I'd actually like to propose to him to do it on the phone. The goal is to try to get to the phone as soon as possible. Without necessarily being a hard sell, but I do want to get onto the phone as soon as possible. Any more comments on that one? Okay, very good. So that's the last of my case histories. This has been a great session. We've got a few more minutes. I wanted to get to the next point is that when you're on your phone call, it's extremely important that when you get to the, go through the there's a script, a subjective script on the phone call. You have to have your offer. And when you get on the phone call, you have to have something to move from the phone call to your next step. And so I actually want to challenge everybody here. If you're an assistant, maybe you don't know it yet, but please let us know. But let's start here. Let's see, who do we have left? Marielle, I don't know if you're still with us. Could you let us know what your offer is? Oh yeah, there you are. Yeah, when you get on the phone with people, Marielle, what's your offer? I have you unmuted now, I think.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes.
So, you know, I'm in a little different space because I have nothing to sell. And my work is very similar to that of an executive recruiter. I'm out there looking for talent, and my client base are companies that use franchising to go national or international, right? And so I know who they're looking for. So basically, you know, after 10 minutes, usually, maybe 15, if it's a qualified individual with the appropriate interest, and I feel they'll take the process seriously, what they'll do in my case is, we set up an hour consultation. I email them a questionnaire that needs to be filled out prior to that meeting. And my goal is to do that within 48 hours. And on that call, we actually build a very tailored business profile of what exactly they're looking for so that I could conduct a really, just a really refined targeted search within their parameters. And that's really where I know if they even are reasonable and if I could, you know, find what they need that would make them happy.
After an initial phone call, your offer is to do a profile for them to help them understand and get some clarity on what they actually want.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. She's got a very clear offer. Let me ask you, Mark, what is your offer when you complete this initial little phone call?
So our offer to clients is on a complimentary basis to look at how they spend money. And we don't charge for our services unless we find savings. So there's no risk to the client. Most clients are always willing because they don't think they're spending money frivolously. They're always willing to share. And so we typically, a lot of times, we'll have to go through the exercise of potentially, depending on the size of the business, maybe an NDA, not to disclose any proprietary information, which we're always happy to do. We always have one handy that we can send them ours, which is pretty generic, but it's basically a two-way NDA. So we don't disclose, they don't disclose proprietary information we give them. And then for me, because I'm not really selling anything, trying to help them be more successful. And we talk about it being a partnership. And because a lot of times what we do, the finance part of the business gets excited to think we're going to find something that's going to get them fired.
Oh, yeah. So after you do an initial get to know phone call off of LinkedIn, or you met them at a networking meeting or whatever, your offer is your full analysis of their expenses.
Correct. So we're going to take a look at their top 20 spend by category.
Okay.
And we're going to pick off, we're going to ask them which is the check they hate writing most every month. These days it seems to be healthcare related.
Right.
And so we'll take a look at whatever that spend is that's bothering them the most first. Some things we can do pretty quickly. Other things take more time. And it just depends on every client. It's different, certainly. But
I'm trying to get to the specifics. So how would you describe the offer you have that you're going to offer? So you and I are toward the end of a little 15-minute call, and we've gotten to know more about each other. And I've told you that I'm sick and tired of paying too much for healthcare. What are you going to offer me next?
So I offer you next our agreement, which basically says if we don't find anything, we don't charge you anything. It's not very long. It's written in English as opposed to in legalese. I also send it's about 20 different most common spend areas, and what we find is average savings. And then set up another appointment for us to come in and sit down and have a conversation, because no one just wants to give you your financials if they haven't met you.
Right.
So I typically ask for an in-face meeting, whether it's at their offices, my offices, or a facility of like choosing, and that usually goes pretty well.
Okay. So, perfect. So your offer is really, in a sense, it's the sit down meeting to begin the process of their expense analysis. Good. Todd and or Becky, I guess Todd, what's your offer after you finish these little call?
We sort of just started the program, so we've not had the opportunity yet to get to this point.
Okay.
So we're crafting that, but it seems to me that the ideally you want to get a face-to-face meeting. So the offer, I suppose, would be, a getting to know you session where we can show what we do versus talk about it. But we have to come up and craft that, I assume, probably with your help.
I thought that we did that when we got started, and I'm just going to check real quick if we did. Yeah, we talked about having an exit questionnaire, a continuity questionnaire, inviting them to a workshop, or inviting them to NABO. Mm-hmm. So this is an important point. you may have several offers depending on what you are, how the phone call goes. If the person is kind of lukewarm, there still may be a chance. So some of the people here are involved in a local networking group, and which I'm involved with as well. So you can invite to meet them live in person and sit down and have breakfast with them at this meeting and then maybe take it to the next level. Possibly you can offer them the exit questionnaire or the continuity questionnaire. Also, this company offers a workshop every quarter. If that workshop is imminent, you can invite them to the workshop. So actually, Todd, we did outline four possibilities. It's in that little campaign plan that we set up in the beginning.
Okay.
And I would encourage you to get all those two questionnaires ready to go. And I think what we hear you saying is you want to bring them into the office to do that. And I think probably everybody would agree. Yep. Becky, you have anything to add to that?
No, I think those are all good yeah. asks. And I think in our specific situation, you just really kind of get a feel from the client and it's nice to have options so you can take it in a direction that's like, you know, appropriate for the, you know, where you are.
Exactly. Okay, and let's see, Bethany, you're new representing someone else. I don't know if you have anything to say about this offer part. Have you and your upline here discussed the offer at all?
No, we haven't.
Okay, all right. You're not actually going to be involved in the phone call, so it's probably okay, but it's good that you understand the whole process here. For those of you that are assisting, we're taking people from accepting a connection request on LinkedIn to talking to us on LinkedIn back and forth a little bit to scheduling a phone call. And that first phone call, for the most part, is a more general get-to-know phone call. And then finally, we are getting into – that's why we got to have our offer clear. So we know exactly what we're about, why we're doing the phone call in our own mind, and what our goal of the phone call is. It's to give them our offer and move into the sales funnel. Once you've got them in your office, once you are doing your expense analysis, once I'm on Zoom with somebody doing their campaign plan, we are now in the sales process. Our marketing has been successful. With that, we're coming up toward the end. I don't know if anybody has a last-minute comment or thought. If you do, please mention it now. Question, comment? Okay. With that, then, I think we can conclude today's session. You've been great today. Lots of participation. As you can tell, we don't have slouches that jump in here. We have people that already know what they're doing, and we hope this program and strategy helps you simply get more results with what you're already doing. Please, of course, be in touch by email. Marielle, I'm still expecting some files from you this morning, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, by the end of the day.
All right. Let's be in touch by email and telephone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.